Hello, friends. Welcome to Story Behind Podcast. This is the show for people who love hearing a good story and who believe the world could use more positivity. We're the team behind God Updates and GodTube, and we hope these weekly short stories will brighten your day.
Dad instantly loves baby with Down syndrome, but sadly, boy's mom didn't feel the same. Written by Mel Johnson. Read by Alyssa Forsberg. When doctors told Yevgeny Anisimov he had a baby with Down syndrome, his wife wanted to give the child up. But instead, this brave dad sacrificed everything so he could raise his beautiful son alone. And he's committed to encouraging others with his inspiring story. When Yevgeny Anisimov of Russia and his wife welcomed their first child together, they celebrated for only 1 minute and 39 seconds. The doctor's words took things in a very different direction. "I fear that your baby has Down syndrome." The diagnosis shocked Yevgeny, and he even shed some tears, realizing there would be obstacles to overcome in raising a baby with Down syndrome. But this changed nothing about the love and commitment he felt toward his child. "At no time did I think of leaving my son in an orphanage," he said. "That would be inhumane." Sadly, his wife and her family didn't feel the same way. After the doctors explained that little Mishka had an extra copy of chromosome 21, resulting in Down syndrome, his mother no longer wanted him. Her parents recommended the couple turn the baby boy over to an orphanage. "Let the state take care of him," Yevgeny recalls his father-in-law saying, "and you will still give birth to a healthy one, and your life will be joyful, not in sorrow." Thankfully, Yevgeny Anisimov saw his baby with Down syndrome just as God intended, as a blessing. He refused to give his son up, even if that meant raising him alone. His wife's reaction came as a shock. They'd had a good marriage up until Mishka's birth, and usually shared the same values, but the two didn't agree on what to do with Mishka, and wound up going their separate ways. Even so, Yevgeny forgave his wife for the decision she had made. "Now I understand that she was just scared at the time," he says. "She started to act according to the wrong scenario." Yevgeny gave up everything he knew from his life before in order to be a good father to Mishka. "I had a good job in Moscow, and this was a big turning point in my career, but I couldn't leave my son," he said. "He needed love and warmth." Though it meant sacrificing a life he once cherished, Yevgeny was committed to giving his baby with Down syndrome all the love he deserves. "When a child is born, he asks the outside world, 'Am I needed here or not?' And I answer with certainty, 'Son, you are needed,'" Yevgeny explains. Now, Yevgeny Anisimov lives as a single father raising his sunny child. He dedicates his time to helping his son develop physically and mentally. And even though it cost him his wife, Yevgeny is happy with his choice to stand by his son. This brave dad is also sharing the story of his baby with Down syndrome as a way of inspiring and encouraging others. Yevgeny Anisimov worked hard to raise awareness about Down syndrome. He seeks to inspire acceptance and inclusivity for those with special needs, and he wants his story to encourage others who are facing similar difficulties. "I also want to support, inspire with my example, those people who are or will be in the same situation as me," the single dad says. "Have no fear. Everything will be fine." Following God's plan for us rarely comes without sacrifice, but what we give up always pales in comparison to what we gain. "Let it not seem to you that one of these little ones is of no value, for I say to you that in heaven their angels see at all times the face of my Father in heaven." Matthew 18:10.
Hey listeners, I want to ask you a question. Do you feel like your prayer life is stagnant or stale? Do you desire to make prayer a part of your everyday life? If you answered yes to either of those questions, then we've got a podcast for you. It's called Teach Us to Pray. The Teach Us to Pray podcast, hosted by Christina Patterson, walks you through simple, effective steps to grow the spiritual discipline of prayer in your life. When we grow in prayer, we grow closer to God. You can find the Teach Us to Pray podcast at lifeaudio.com or in your favorite podcast app. And don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode.
Woman sobs as one simple act of kindness from a stranger comes at just the right time. Written by Mel Johnson. Read by Alyssa Forsberg. One simple act of kindness from a stranger came at just the right time for a recent widow named Juanita. And the thoughtful deed left the woman both in tears and in awe of God's goodness. It may not feel like it at times, but God is always at work in our lives. And the power one simple act of kindness has in reminding us of that fact is incredible. Juanita's inspiring short story is a beautiful example of this. Brenda got paired with the older woman in her congregation through a program called Prayer Buddies. And while the two formed a special friendship during that time, they eventually lost touch over the years. But one day, Brenda decided to reconnect with Juanita over social media. The two started meeting again and their friendship rekindled. Then, Juanita's husband Ross died, and these meetings took an important role in Juanita's life as she grieved the loss of her soulmate. God wasn't blind to Juanita's pain, and he'd already placed Brenda back in her life, but through one simple act of kindness, he was about to remind both of these women they were never alone. As Juanita and Brenda sat down for their monthly catch-up, Brenda asked her friend how she was really doing after the loss of her husband. Juanita began to sob, telling me all the things she missed about her beautiful husband of nearly 55 years, Brenda says. I placed her hand in mine and began to stroke it as tears streamed down both of our cheeks in grief. Suddenly, a woman neither Brenda nor Juanita knew approached their table carrying a lovely bouquet of flowers. "Hi, I'm sorry to intrude," the stranger said. "I don't know you, but I was driving past and saw you crying, so I wanted to buy you these flowers to put a smile on your face." Juanita instantly burst back into tears. The kind stranger revealed her name was Kylie, and she hugged Juanita fiercely as Brenda explained how her friend had recently become a widow. Kylie's prompting to do something nice for a stranger she saw crying clearly came from the Holy Spirit. And that one simple act of kindness blessed the women by reaffirming that they were never alone in their struggles. Brenda and Juanita spent the rest of their time together discussing kind deeds from strangers they'd experienced throughout their lives. And Brenda chose to share the amazing encounter on social media as an encouragement to others. If you see a person in need and are in a position to do so, go out of your way to pay for the item they can't, she says. Help someone who is struggling and is in need of a helping hand. Maybe get the bill for a couple beside you, just because. You never know the impact a simple gesture could have on someone for the rest of their life. No matter how big or small, never underestimate the power of kindness. And when you feel that prompting, obey. It usually means God has a special blessing planned for you and the person you serve. Don't let kindness and truth forsake you. Bind them around your neck. Write them on the tablet of your heart. Proverbs 3:3.
Thank you so much for listening to Story Behind Podcast. We're really glad you joined us for this week's story. To see photos and videos that may have been referenced in this episode, check out the links in the show notes. And if you enjoyed what you heard today, subscribe to our podcast and please tell a friend about us. We'd also love it if you'd rate us and leave us a review. It really does help more people find us. This episode was produced and edited by Stacy Marshall. Story Behind is a Salem Web Network production.
Hello, my name is Adam Comer.
And I'm Ryan Chittister.
And we're the host of Life After Addiction Podcast. If you or someone you love struggles with addiction, check us out, Life After Addiction Podcast, and you can subscribe at lifeaudio.com.